views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Quantum Techniques Talk Radio, Bring Healing to Chaos, is a hit show to empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely! Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Now, here are your hosts.
Hello, everyone. I'm Beth Daniel, and I'm here with my husband, Dr. Stephen Daniel. We're the founders of Quantum Techniques. And you're listening to Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques on Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay with us the next hour, and we will introduce you to one of our healing practitioners today and more on every Tuesday at this time. We're going to have other gifted practitioners on here as well. Last week we had Dr. Tom Miller, hailing from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and his sidekick, Heidi Gilman, is with us today. Heidi is here to discuss her healing journey from severe autoimmune illness to being a healthy and amazing healer herself. She has a lot to share today, so I want to introduce her and get her on the show. Welcome to the show, Heidi.
Hi.
Hi, it's great to have you.
Thanks. Hi to you guys, too.
Yeah, so, we're doing good over here in Maui, soaking up the sun this morning.
Soaking
so
up
hopefully
the sun.
You're faring okay in the Midwest.
Yeah, we got a little slight whiteness on the ground, but actually it's kind of pretty, I have to say.
Hey, we had a severe weather warning last night. Beth was up late watching the news, and what did they say?
Send your kids out the door with a jacket and socks. It's going to be chilly, and the high is like 83.
That's funny. No,
so we're happy to have you on the show. Why don't you tell us a little bit about, you know, how you came to Quantum Techniques, what brought you here, and just for everyone listening, if you haven't listened to our show before, Quantum Techniques is really a new energy medicine system for healing that we do with people all over the world over the phone. That's why we in Hawaii could work with Heidi in Minnesota to help her with her healing. So it's an exciting new system. And you can find out about us at quantumtechniques.com. We've got well over 100 hours of free audio that you can peruse. And we've had a lot of clients that have been able to heal themselves just by going to our website and never calling us. I actually heard about someone on Sunday that she and her daughter have completely healed from health issues from using our website. So check that out as well. So, Heidi, how did you come to QT? What brought you to the door?
Well, a little background. When I was about 12, I got an accident, a sledding accident, you know, something that wouldn't happen in Hawaii, but something that's pretty common here. Injured my jaw and my neck, dislocated jaw and injured my neck and back, and I created an autoimmune response pretty much immediately with, like, arthritis that spread throughout my whole entire body, every joint, my spine. Also led to psoriasis and Raynaud's. So it was just kind of kicked off probably maybe some, you know, generational tendencies towards autoimmune, but really got her going there. And so, you know, being the avid outdoors child that I was and active child, I just kind of kept cruising along with my life and in a lot of sports and outdoor playing, loved the outdoors. And as I got a little bit older into teenageness, used a lot of anti-inflammatories. I was on prescription anti-inflammatories for a long time. Also used some steroid things for psoriasis and But, you know, when you're younger, you just kind of keep forging forward and you just kind of don't pay much attention to it. And just, you know, what I was doing was just medicating with anti-inflammatories and thinking there was absolutely nothing wrong with me whatsoever and having a pretty good life there. But when I was about 33, I believe, I got hit with autoimmune that just hit me like a ton of bricks. And I believe at that time, besides, you know, the things that I dealt with on a regular basis with the arthritis and stuff I got hit with, started some really severe digestive issues, which spread to, I would say, pretty much every function of my body, you know, developed anaphylactic allergy responses to foods, which I didn't even know that was happening because I didn't really know what it was. Environmental allergies, issues with the organs of my body. I couldn't swallow. I got down to about 93, 94 pounds because I would have esophageal spasms whenever I tried to swallow something. Pretty much the list goes on and on of things that started happening to me, which led me to be pretty much unfunctionable and honestly felt like this was the end of my life. I was really, really sick. And
Heidi, in your biography that you wrote, mm-hmm. one thing that stood out to me when I was reading that, you said that you literally felt like you could smell
rotting.
Your body rotting.
Yes, I was. I could smell like I was rotting, and I remember my husband saying once that after he had taken me to a doctor's appointment and stuff, that the car smelled like rotting, you know. And it was coming from within, you know. It was not that I wasn't being cleansed or anything. It was just
right.
this feeling that was coming from within.
Yeah, you were using your deodorant at the time.
Yes, I was using my deodorant at the time, and I was cleaning my body. But, yeah, and I could just feel that. You know, I just felt that there was just rotting going on within me. And I'm sure I was so full of candida at that time, too. And, you know, the body was just disintegrating is what I felt like. So, at that point, you know, I was going to doctors pretty much constantly. I remember in that year, I went to, less than a year, I went to like 55 different doctor's appointments. I was in the hospital 3 times, I believe. I went to emergency very often, and I even went to the Mayo Clinic, and pretty much it was just the response of, here's some medication, and, you know, there's nothing wrong with you. And then, you kind of get to that point where they decide it's all in your head. And from that point on, there really isn't much help anymore because they've determined that it's all in your head, you know. So.
Yeah, you feel like you've been labeled at that point.
Yeah, and actually I knew I was labeled because the last time I was in the hospital, it was actually on my birthday. They sent me down for like an MRI scan of my head or something like that. I also had horrific headaches where I couldn't even open my eye or anything. And there was a file on my chair, and it fell when I was sitting in the hallway for quite some time waiting for somebody. And I picked it up, and there was a 2-page letter about how, you know, this was a psychosomatic thing and blah, 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 you know. And I hadn't ever really been thoroughly evaluated, and I kind of knew at that point, like, it was pointless, you know. And they actually told me at that point, you know, you need to just go home, and you need to just forget about these little pains and get on with your life, you know. So, and I don't want to, you know, spend the time bashing
yeah.
medical or anything, because there's a lot of really good medical people out there. But, you know, once you start going down that wrong road and nobody can figure you out, you better do something yourself, because the insurance company's not out there to save your life, you know. So what ended up happening was, you know, I had 3 smaller children, and I kind of felt like I really had done everything that I knew how to do. And I was a really pretty darn healthy as far as diet, exercise, good care of myself type of person to begin with. My neighbor ended up calling me and saying, I think you're dying and you need to do something, and I want you to see this doctor. And it was actually Dr. Tom that I work with that you guys talked to last week. And she said, my friend saw him. He really helped her out a lot, and I think you need to see him. And I, at that point, was just kind of like, you know, I don't really know if I want to do anymore. But since I had my children and everything, I did do that. And that turned my life around. Dr. Miller, right away, recognized that I was having responses to foods, which I didn't even know why I was having esophageal spasms and all that. So, anyways, he did some testing. I got off a lot of foods, a very limited diet, but I started feeling better, and then he helped me with detoxification and nutrition. And that really started getting me, you know, going on a healing path. And I became interested in the healing arts then. I was so grateful to Dr. Miller. I just was so extremely grateful to him. And so then I started taking, I went to school for shiatsu. I was still pretty sick at that time. I carried my air cleaner with me, and I had a really hard time. By the time I drove into Minneapolis, I was pretty sick from exhaust fumes and stuff, but I forged through. And that was my first experience in energetic healing, and I knew that no matter how crappy I felt when I went to class that day, after getting shiatsu work done, I felt better by the time I was done, and I could feel energy move. So that was my first experience with feeling energy. So then, you know, that inspired me, and I went on and I took Reiki, I took the Healing Touch.
Heidi?
Yeah.
Let me say this. We're going to take a little break in a second, okay, and then come back, and we just want to let people know that they're listening to How to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques at Transformational Talk Radio. And like I said,
we're going
to take a quick break and then come back and get more information on Heidi.
Okay.
Yeah,
sounds
Heidi,
good.
When we...
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with the Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
We're back on with Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques. I'm Beth Daniel, here with my husband, Dr. Stephen Daniel. We're the founders of Quantum Techniques, and our guest today is Heidi Gilman. And she's talking with us about her journey from severe autoimmune illness to her abundant health that she has now, and how she took that and became really a world-class healer that we're fortunate to have with us today. And before we continue, Heidi, I do want to make sure that everyone knows how to contact you. So if you wouldn't mind giving your contact information for our listeners, that would be great.
Sure. So contact information is quantumtechniques.com, and then also Heidi@quantumtechniques.com would be the email address. I have
an 800 number. If someone wanted to page you, Heidi, what number would they use?
Okay, they can use this 800 number of 877-484-2153.
Great, thank you. And we'll have a chance to repeat that at the end of the show as well. So, Heidi, you were talking about, you know, your journey from autoimmune disease. And
yeah,
one thing I just wanted to add before you continue, I was in that, you know, bucket as well of autoimmune disease when I started this healing myself. And one thing that you started to talk about was, you know, the response of traditional medicine. Mm-hmm. And I really feel like the majority of our clients that come to us with autoimmune issues have really been told they can't be helped.
Yeah.
They've tried a lot of things, doctored for years, and the bottom line is we can't help you. So the beauty of Quantum Techniques is we can help with severe autoimmune issues, and they are increasing and running rampant in our society right now.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, Heidi, I'll kick it back to you, and please continue sharing your story with us.
Okay. Well, I'll try to kind of just get through that whole, you know, process pretty quickly. It just, you know, I just started taking pretty much all the classes I could come across, you know, Reiki, Healing Touch, Qigong. I did Qigong healing sessions with a very, very awesome Qigong healer. Dr. Tom and I went and learned Bioset electrodermal screening, and we did electrodermal screening here. I started working with Dr. Tom when I got out of the school for Shiatsu. Cranial sacral therapy, lymph drainage, hypnotherapy, somatic emotional release, matrix energetics, EFT, pretty much all of them. And everything helped. Everything I did helped, but I still had a lot of autoimmune symptoms that I had to work really hard to keep them calmed down and manageable so that, you know, I could work and function and you know, all that stuff. In fact, one example was as I would go out because I was so allergic to outside, and I love the outdoors. I love nature, and I love the outdoors. And I would go out in my lawn chair in the sun, and I would put acupuncture needles in and lay out there exposing myself so that hopefully I could, you know, change that whole response that I was having. So when I saw, I was actually watching the EFT DVD when I saw Dr. Daniel, and when he, you know, gave that segment explaining about quantum techniques, it just made perfect sense to me about how that worked and why it worked. And to me, it just kind of put all this stuff I'd been learning together and in a very usable fashion, and I could really understand how that worked. And then he introduced you, Beth. And, I mean, Beth, if you haven't seen her, is a perfect picture of vibrant health. She just looks vibrantly healthy. And I thought, hey, you know, if Beth was like I was, and Beth looks like that, you know, this has got to help me. And actually, I really wanted my daughter, who was really sick with, she had 12 years of severe Lyme disease like Dr. Tom did, and I really wanted her to experience it. So I checked you guys out and tried to get Misty to follow suit with it. She was really, really reluctant into what this crazy stuff was that I was coming up with. And so I said, you know what, I'm going to do it for me then. And so I got an appointment with Steve, and I have to say that the first thing that I noticed after doing our healing session was this chronic body ache that I had had for years, you know, kind of that flu ache. It went away, and that was something that I was so used to having that you almost don't even realize it's there anymore. You know, brain cleared up, sinuses got better, energy improved, arthritis, inflammation in general improved, allergies started improving, the chronic neck and back pain improved drastically. I mean, there's been so many improvements, vision, skin, circulation, mood. Thyroid, I was on thyroid medication for 16 years. I am no longer on thyroid medication. There was just a constant improvement. And one of the big things that was so awesome was there was not a fear of when symptoms started of how bad this is going to get, where is this going to take me, am I going to be able to work, you know, those whole things that just replay over and over in your mind because of the road that you've been down. And I don't have that fear anymore because I know that, you know, if something comes up, that we can take care of it. And I have to add, too, that my daughter, after a year of seeing me improve, finally got on board, and she was taking 9 medications to control, and I mean control, her symptoms of chronic Lyme disease, had a wonderful medical doctor that was very nutrition-based as far as integrating that with medication and stuff, but she was a sick, sick girl, and she finally got on board resistantly to quantum techniques, and less than a year later, she is no medications. She went back and finished school. She has a full-time job, enjoying her life, you know, to the fullest for a young 23-year-old lady. So
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
She had to see her mom go through it first.
Yeah, she did, you know, a little bit of resistance when mom's telling you what to do sometimes.
Well, it's something we'll talk about later with Heidi. Heidi works a lot with animals, mm-hmm. and I've had a number of people call me. They don't do it for themselves. They do it for their animals mm-hmm. because they'll spend money on their animals, and once their animals heal, then they say, well, I guess I'll try this too.
Yeah.
So you got to go with the willing.
And the interesting thing about that, Steve, is that you know, when you're working with the animals, you really find that, you know, mom or dad of the animal needs some work too because they're so energetically connected that, you know, their fears or responses or worries or whatever about their pet really influences their pet. And so there's just, you know, and sometimes the pet's picking up things going on in mom or dad's life or whatever. So it kind of really works good to work on them together.
Well, of course, because we're all one.
Yes.
Yes. If one of our 3 Rottweilers is having trouble, I immediately know I need to go treat that.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah. It's so true. So, and one of the things that, you know, when I heard you guys talking about quantum techniques, one of the first things that came to my mind is it's like it's a whole package. It's physical. And knowing what knocks the body out of a healing state, which sometimes a lot of the alternative healing things, you don't get that. And I think that's truly very important, like a toxin. And then there's also the non-physical with the emotions, traumas, and general issues, which a lot of times the physical healing modalities don't deal with that. So it puts them both together. And then the healing code, which, you know, helps your body stay in that harmonious vibration of healing. So you just get that whole package deal.
So, Heidi, is that what you think was unique about quantum techniques? Because, I mean, the things that you listed, I mean, I wasn't even aware of all of those. You have so much training and so many modalities, and you've tried so many things.
Yeah.
So what do you feel was the unique piece of QT, just the comprehensive nature of it?
I think the uniqueness is the combination of, I think that the toxin load and knowing what toxins are throwing your body out of that harmonious frequency of healing, I think that's like truly very important because a lot of people are doing different healing techniques. But, you know, like you can, like, you know, for me, doing body work on people, energy work, hands-on energy work on a person. They can come in, I can work on them, they can feel fabulous. And if they go and they consume something that's really toxic for them or expose themselves, you know, they just lost their treatment and we start all over again. So
yeah.
I think that's a huge part of it. And then you know, working the emotions in with the physical things and then the healing code. And also the aspect that you can learn a lot of this on your own. And even if you're working with a practitioner, there's so much you can do to keep yourself on a healing state, you know, and to work on some things on your own, which for me, I really like to work on things on my own too. So that was very attractive for me.
Well, you know, and just as an example of that, years ago, actually when I first was getting into this, I was going to a natural health center and getting some cranial sacral work done. And I went there once and it was better. And then, you know, I went there a second time and nothing changed. And then what had happened in the meantime, I left and felt terrible. And I actually knew these people and they said their practice had just dropped down to nothing. Well, a nails salon moved in right next door. And this was, you know, a condominiumized office structure where they actually shared air conditioning. And I said, yeah, I mean, you're poisoning all your clients from the smell from the nail salon.
Mm-hmm.
So they basically had to give up their lease and move because they were losing their entire practice, just as an example of how potent toxins are in blocking healing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. Very important.
Well, and the other thing is showing the body where it's missing information. You'll talk about this later, but I remember you calling me when you couldn't move your legs with, you know, ruptured or torn disc from three MRIs, you know, to back it up. And once we showed the body the information that was missing and then cleared your body's ability to use its own endorphins, you were doing yoga again and jogging in no time.
Yeah.
And that's an example of, even though you may have a, quote, physical issue, that doesn't mean that that's what's causing the problem. And it doesn't mean that surgery is going to correct it. You know, the nice thing about energy work is it doesn't create scar tissue. You know, it doesn't go in and do something that's going to have consequences. Either the body takes the healing code and works with it, or it says, I'm not interested in learning more right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, good. Well, go ahead, Beth.
We're shortly heading into another break. I just want to remind our listeners, you're listening to Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques. And when we come back, I really do want Heidi to share, if you will, Heidi, about kind of that journey from having torn discs in your back to jogging in Seattle. That's pretty profound. So everybody stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
We're back on Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques. I'm Beth Daniel here with Dr. Stephen Daniel. We're the founders of quantumtechniques.com. And we have Heidi Gilman here today. And she's talking about a really amazing healing journey from severe autoimmune disease. Now we're talking some about torn discs in the back. I've never heard of an energy medicine or healing modality able to heal torn discs in someone's back. This is amazing. Heidi, do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So, you know, I've had a lot of neck and back pretty much ever since that 12-year-old issue. And then I've had a car accident also, which I had neck and back injury also. But I had torn discs in my neck and in my low back. And the ones in my low back were, you know, very frustrating for me because, like I've said, I like to be outside. I like to exercise. I like to move. I like to do things. And I would keep tearing the same discs in my low back. And the last time, it was two times in a row, and I, you know, had pretty much had to quit, you know, my exercise things that I had to do for almost a year. It had been almost a year, and it wasn't getting any better. And we were trying chiropractic. We were trying acupuncture. I was doing traction twice a day, you know, using ice constantly. I was trying to do all the things that I knew to do to help my back heal, and I was, you know, kind of at that point where I thought, I'm probably going to have surgery because I had so much pain in my legs and in my groin and numbness, and, you know, I just wasn't going anywhere. So I thought, well, you know, and this was, I was fairly new into QT, and I thought, you know, I think I'll give Steve a call and just ask him if he can do anything for me, because I was kind of like feeling, otherwise I'm probably going to have to go talk to an orthopedic doctor and a surgeon and all that business. And Steve worked on my back, and the next day I had horrific pain. It was kind of a little healing reaction. And then the next day after that, it was cut so dramatically that I couldn't even believe it. And it just started getting better and better. And I would say, oh, man, it was just wasn't that long at all. I would say within a couple weeks, I was starting to, like, slowly start, you know, jogging a little bit. And, you know, pretty soon I was back to jogging twice a week. And then, and now, I mean, I don't even think about it. I just go jogging. And I do have to, you know, take care of my back as anybody should and be careful about things. But I don't think about it. It's just not a thought. I mean, once in a while I'll overstrain it and then I need to take care of it again, but I just don't think about it. It's healthy. It's so much healthier than it's been for years. And in the process of Steve doing that, it was kind of interesting. I had to start cutting down on my thyroid medication because it was too much, and it was too much, and I kept cutting down. I used to take it twice a day, and now I'm taking it once a day, and then I'm taking a quarter of that, and then pretty soon I hadn't taken any for a few days, and I tried taking some because I thought, man, I got to take this, you know, or my thyroid's going to be whacked out, and blah, 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 and I got so sick from taking that little tiny piece that I took. You know, my heart rate went crazy, and I got a headache, and Tom was like, Heidi, you just can't take that anymore. You just don't need it anymore. It was hard for me to think, I don't need thyroid medication anymore. But so that was, like, amazing. You know, not only did my back heal, my thyroid healed at the same time.
Well, you know, one of the fun things is because we live remotely, we don't meet our clients very often. The last one I met face-to-face, I married, and so Beth decided that's not a good plan for me to keep meeting clients, especially a beautiful, attractive female. So we do, you know, when we have our training every year, we get to see our live work, our latest scans, working on our team right there. And so I had met Heidi once, like a year before, and she had her hair different. You know, we met her at a restaurant with Tom to interview them. And then when they came to our training the next year, Beth and I were walking early that morning, and I see this attractive lady, blonde lady, jogging toward us, waving and saying, "Hi, Steve." And I'm going, "Do I know somebody in Seattle?" And then there it is. It's Heidi. And again, I treat her, I think, 6 weeks before when she could barely move her legs. And it's like, yeah, that's kind of how this stuff works. The body does all the healing.
Yeah.
We don't heal. The body heals. And when we connect the body with the divine healing intelligence within it and without, then literally miracles do happen.
Mm-hmm. That definitely was an amazing, amazing healing.
I would say this. It is extremely rare that we can't make a phenomenal difference in chronic back pain. I would say we can make a phenomenal difference quickly within one or two sessions, probably 95% of the time, irregardless of, quote, the physical pathology in the back, like in this case. And I've done that with people that have rods in their back that still have pain. It doesn't mean the body can't go in and do something different with it. It's just that it's lost information that it needed to do the healing work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Eddie, you mentioned that, that we use treatment codes. It's, a series of acupressure points similar to those in EFT. And I know you wanted to share a little bit about that and how you feel that was a helpful component to your healing.
I just wanted to say, because a client had asked, well, what's the purpose of reading this code? Like, how is that, what does it do? And my thought was like, to me, when we're working on a field of energy, to me it's kind of like opening up a file on that field of energy. And then doing whatever, we're giving the information we need to do, finding the information we need to find, and then we build this healing code. And to me, the healing code is like, an internal acupressure that the divine gives us this order that it should be in to create a harmony that's harmonious for healing of the body, whatever it is. And then when you repeat this code, it puts the body in that nice harmonious state, keeps the healing going that the practitioner did with you. And I feel, because I do hypnosis with my clients here, and I feel like it, you almost go into kind of a little hypnosis state when you're reading your code and you bring your issue to mind. And that when you get in that state is where a lot of healing takes place.
Well, what I say is, when I'm treating someone, like we say, we're building a treatment, we're actually treating them right there on the phone. And then every time they reread that code, it's just as if I was right there retreating them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that the beauty of that is, as yourself, somebody comes for body work, they can come once every week, once every 2 weeks, whatever. Well, what if they can read that code three times a day and recreate that same healing response in their body?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we really look at, because then that empowers them. It's not a great multi-level marketing program, okay, because we're teaching people, and then we train them. We record all the sessions. We send them how we did that. We send them charts. There's all kinds of teleclinics, DVDs, CDs on our website, so that people can learn how to do the work themselves, because that's what this is all about, is empowering other people to move past all their blocks physically, financially, emotionally, spiritually, where they can live a life of true abundance.
Right.
Heidi, what's your favorite success story with quantum techniques? Of course, besides your own healing, which I would suppose is your favorite success story for sure, your family's.
Well,
what's your favorite success story?
Always care about your family. So, I'm going to talk about my mom, just because my mom is just like such an awesome, inspirational person. And so my mom is 90. She'll be 91 in January. And when I started, she's always up for whatever, So when I started learning quantum techniques, I started sharing with her. And it has brought so much to her. She has had a lot of autoimmune in her life also. Guillain-Barré, she's had cancer twice, several osteoporosis, probably 8 compression fractures, limb fractures. But she just, she heals and she keeps going. She is just so strong and so persistent and has such a good attitude. And she loves quantum techniques. It has done so much for her. Physically, her back pain is, so much better than it was before. Her mobility, her vision, just pretty much every aspect of her health has gotten better. She is on one thyroid medication is all she is on, and she'll be 91 this year. And she's in her own home.
About it.
Yeah, she's in her own home. She takes care of herself. But she told me that she just loves her 2 times a day that she sits down and reads her codes. She just feels so good when she does that, and she just knows how much it just makes her feel better all over. She had broken, her last break was over a year and a half ago, fractured hip. And Tom and I kind of put our heads together, and we created this Healthy Bone Code, which we're going to give out. And she hasn't had a break since then, you know, and she's followed her things to stay away from with foods, and she reads her bone code twice a day, and that's the longest she's gone without a break. So I firmly believe that that code has helped her strengthen her bones and create healthier bones.
And I say this, you know, we do want you to give that code before we have to take another break, but Beth says we'll take that code afterwards, but I have also had people who were doing, you know, bone density scans have reported dramatic results just doing the energy work because the body wasn't seeing the problem. It wasn't seeing how to move calcium where it's supposed to be. It was taking calcium out of the bones and putting it into places where you don't want it, like plaque in the arteries and the brain and other things. So when we come back, and I think Beth has something else to say, that we'll have Heidi give that healthy bone code.
Yeah, one of the things that we want to do with this show, which, again, is teaching you to heal yourself with quantum techniques, is to give a gift every time. And we like to give self-empowerment tips. We like to give gifts. Our first show, we gave the trauma code, you know, for people going through personal trauma or trauma in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. And we like to give giveaways and give gifts to you. So I just wanted to say that. So tune in and get, you know, the latest gift every week. So the code that Heidi is going to share when we come back from the break, and we've got a couple minutes, but when we come back, is really to put the body into a deep healing state and grow healthy bone. So it can be used, you know, for anyone with, like Steve was saying, osteoporosis or any kind of porous bone tissue, or someone that's had, like Heidi's mom, it sounds like, you know, several breaks, and now her bones are a lot stronger. So we'll give that to all the listeners. And before the break, I also want to mention that if you're not familiar with the treatment points that we use, you can get those on our website at the Getting Started section. So we'll be back with the code and Heidi in just a minute.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
We're back on Teaching to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques, and I'm Beth Daniel. My husband, Dr. Stephen Daniel, is here. We're the founders of Quantum Techniques, and you can visit us at quantumtechniques.com if you want to heal your life and remove any blocks in your life to having a phenomenal existence. And we're here, speaking of phenomenal, talking to Heidi Gilman today. And she's a Quantum Techniques practitioner located in the Midwest, and she's here telling us today about her an amazing journey, and then her daughter's amazing healing journey, and now her mom's amazing healing journey in her 90s. So, Heidi, if you want to share the bone growth code that you were talking about before break with the listeners, that would be a really great gift.
Okay. So Tom and I put this code together. We used all of Tom's wonderful knowledge he has of the body, internal medicine, supplementation, nutrition, and then I put my thoughts in there on meridians and energy and all that I was aware of for bone growth. And so here's the bone growth code. It's a series of acupressure points and some chakras, and then there's a chakra pattern at the end that I'll tell you about. So it's S-H-U-N, thymus, liver, C-H-T-H-U-N, third eye, liver, U-N-C-H, T-H, liver, third eye, M-F, C-H, L-F, C-H, T-H, L-F, C-E, S-H, thymus, third eye, thymus, throat, forehead, heart, pelvis, pelvis, solar plexus, throat, forehead, back of heart, heart, tailbone, crown, halo, forehead, tailbone, pelvis, heart, throat, forehead, crown, tailbone, crown. And then the standard chakra patterns, and I just use standard chakra pattern 1, standard chakra pattern 2, and those are found on the website.
So, Heidi, just because you were going pretty quickly, which I understand, mm-hmm. If someone is listening to this and they didn't catch all of that, just to go ahead and email Heidi at
yes,
Heidi at quantumtechniques.com. Yeah, and ask for the bone growth code, because Heidi will be willing to send that out to anyone if you didn't catch all of that or if you're driving and so on. So thanks for sharing that, Heidi. How often would you recommend someone read that if they're looking
for healthy? Twice a day. You know, if they had some chronic thing, like a fracture or something, to read it a little bit more throughout the day until things started healing. And then it's always twice a day is always a good thing to keep the healing going.
Thank you.
So, the one other thing I wanted to mention before we are done to make sure I get this in is that, you know, not only with physical healing is, there's another thing that happens with this healing, and it's, you know, a feeling of the happiness and the better outlook on life, like well-being feeling. and I kind of think of it as it's vitality versus feeling good. And, you know, I always felt like, you know, that I felt pretty good and that I had a good outlook on life and that I was pretty happy, but it's just different now. And sometimes you don't know the difference until you become the difference, and then you can look back and say, wow, you know, this is vitality versus feeling good. And it's kind of that closer connection with nature, with senses, with the earth, with God, with appreciation. You know, it's just a more heightened feeling of your being. And for me, I feel like we're all here for a reason. And we come into our life to learn lessons and to bring good energy to the earth. That's just part of our purpose here. And the higher we can raise our vibration to the healthy vibration, the more we can bring peace and harmony, you know, to the universe, to life, and then it just evolves from that, you know, one person to another. So that it's just, I think quantum techniques brings you in tune with yourself and helps you start moving in that direction.
Yeah, we've really felt directed into more consciousness work in the last few years, and I know what you're saying. I can remember a couple of years ago, for me, waking up one day and the voice in my head that always told me what I was supposed to do next was gone. It was like the commentator of my life was gone, and it never came back. I didn't realize it was always there until it was gone, and then the difference in being in gratitude in the present moment with that shift for me was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have Heidi has a real passion and does a lot of work with animals, training animals, treating animals, like you said, and their owners, and rescue animals. You want to talk a little bit about some of that work?
Sure. Ever since I was a child, I loved animals. I love being around animals. I love being in nature. And I have a special... You know, I feel animals, and I feel their feelings. I connect with them really well. I have a couple of rescue dogs that have taught me so much. I've had them for 3 years. They're my first rescue animals, and they taught me so much these last 3 years. And for understanding and healing, and it's just been a great journey for us together. And I've been able to share using quantum techniques with them. You know, at first I was kind of like frustrated, like, I just don't even know what to do with these guys anymore. They had so many issues, and I started putting the energy work into them. I started using a trainer. I taught the trainer that I was working with some QT stuff that she really benefited from, and I just saw how great it was to use this energy work with animals and how quickly they respond, and then you just understand them more. You start feeling their feelings more, and hearing their voice, that internal voice of them telling you, you know, what they've got going on, and it just has worked out really well. So I combine it with energy work and body work with them, but also using just the long distance healing with them also. And their foods are just as important as ours as far as toxins. It can make a huge difference with animals.
I recently worked with somebody in our QT Elite program who had a prize goat or organic goat farmers, and everybody, an illness is going through the community, wiping out the goats, and we treated it, and, you know, the next day it's fine. But,
mm-hmm.
but the ability to dialogue with their energy field, you can't ask them how you're feeling, but you can learn to test that through that product, Truth Techniques 1.
Right.
And I know Beth's got to share something about that, a coupon code for that, before we go.
Yeah, Truth Techniques 1 is our number one selling product, quantumtechniques.com, and for 20% off, just type in the coupon code TEACH, just the word TEACH, and you can receive that at a significant discount. If you can't learn how to self-test based on the DVD, you can send it back for a refund. So it's worth a try and will change your life, because truth heals. So finding the truth is the answer for all of us to remove blocks in our life. So we wanted to share that with you again. That coupon code is just good through the end of November, so we're coming up on the end of that coupon code now, so purchase that before December 1st. And also, since Heidi is here, Heidi and Tom Miller, who we had on last week, did a teleclinic series on Lyme disease, and you can purchase that for 50% off by putting in the coupon code LYME, L-Y-M-E, and that's 50% off of a three-part teleclinic series on treating and healing Lyme disease. So that's really important as well if you yourself or others you know have Lyme. It's a really interesting and phenomenal perspective on Lyme disease and how to heal it. And Heidi, we really want to thank you for being here today and giving us such great information. It goes so fast when we have these shows. And we want to thank everyone for listening and tuning in as well to Teaching to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques. Heidi, why don't you share again how people can reach you if they're interested
okay.
in a session with you, or, you know, the bone growth code, or how can people get a hold of you?
Okay. Well, and I want to say thank you to Steve and Beth, too. I mean, I'm so truly grateful for all that has gone and happened in my life in the last few years since I've been with Quantum Techniques. And to Tom for, you know, saving my life in the first place, or I wouldn't be here learning Quantum Techniques. So, and I just think that you guys have an awesome group of practitioners and, you know, just all really good people. So I just want to put that out there for everybody that these are all just very good-hearted people.
I'm glad to have you on board.
Well, thank you.
Give us your contact info.
Okay. Our pager is 877-484-2153, and it's Heidi@quantumtechniques.com.
Aloha from Maui.
You've been listening to Quantum Techniques Radio. Bring healing to chaos. Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show that'll empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. Each week, you'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned guests and healing practitioners to discover the techniques to heal yourself and others. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing and remove wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hello, everyone. This is Cosmic Connections with Madeline. This is Madeline Gerwig.
This is Saskia Roel. You're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys. This is Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Success and Empowerment Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Alive and Shine with Adi and Savitri.
Hello, welcome.
Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Peggy Parker, and you're listening to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christine Epchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you are listening to Authenticity Rising.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jeff Lineweaver, and you are listening to Dialogue Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ.